Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
It is Steve, but it's Steve and Dr. Daniel Amen and Dr. Sherry Keffer, and it is the middle of May, and we're glad you're with us, Dr. Amen. Welcome, and Sherry, welcome to you.
Hey, it's great to be here with you, too.
Great to be here with both of you.
Now, if you've never heard of Dr. Amen, then you've been living in a cave. But if you have, you know that he is a specialist in the brain, and he's looked at the brain. And he's seen how the blood's flowing in the brain and what's alive and what's dead. And he's helped millions of people, and he's going to help you. And we're going to start here. Let's just start with some advice. And what would the advice be to somebody? Let's name several things that are good for the brain. That out of those 11 things in memory rescue, what are maybe three or four just great for the brain?
So the first thing is you have to love your brain. So it comes with really an emotional attachment because your brain controls everything you do, how you think, how you feel, how you act, and so on. Exercise is amazing, but it's not just any exercise. It's coordination exercise. Actually, I had a discussion with one of my patients today. He's a world-class bowler, and bowling is awesome for your brain because you have to think about it, and it's a coordination exercise. I'm a huge fan of tennis and table tennis. Omega-3 fatty acids, really.
How about dancing? Would that be a good thing, dancing?
Dancing is awesome, as long as you're not drinking while you're dancing. That completely ruins the benefit of it.
No drinking.
Avoiding any kind of head trauma. So when you're going down the stairs, you should be holding the rail. And if you have a dog like mine who's always trying to kill me, is you need light on when you go to the bathroom at night so he hasn't left a toy that makes you fall, because that's the thing that kills older people is falls.
Yeah.
Sleep, as we mentioned, is absolutely critical. And do not be overweight or have diabetes. Those things are both disasters for brain function, which means your diet really does matter.
Well, you know, I think the brain is mysterious. And one of the things that's so great about what you have done is that even though it's mysterious, to make it better is not a mystery. It's things that we can do to make it better or worse. Anybody can do them. And it's a choice. You make a choice. Is life going to be different or not? And I don't think every brain can be cured, fixed, all that. But the question is, could you minimize the damage or could you make it better? And I don't know what's going to happen with my brain, but I want to do stuff that gives me the best chance possible. And you make it pretty simple.
So it's critical to put your brain and everybody listening in a healing environment. And we know we can make it worse today. If you don't sleep, if you drink a lot, if you eat a lot of sugar, you know your brain's going to be worse. But the opposite is also true, is that you can make it better if you put it in a healing environment.
Yes. And that's why I love about you, Dr. Amen, is you tell us what that is. Because I think so many of us don't know what to do with our brains. But step by step, you take us through the simple path, and that simple path gets us a better brain. And Steve says thank you to you. I say thank you to you. I mean, you know, Steve, your brain is better today because of having met him a few years ago.
And well, I think it functions better. In fact, when I was in the office, I took a test that I flunked with all these symptoms of ADD, this time the end result said no evidence of attention deficit disorder. Now, I don't think I learned how to take the test better. I think my brain functions better, and I think I'm more in tune and attuned with other people. But we'll see. Maybe it'll help you too. We'll be back after this.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Daniel Amen. If you hear something you like, this wisdom isn't just over the air. It's in books. We have three of them. One, Stones of Remembrance, scriptures that address specific issues like depression or anxiety. You memorize them. It helps it. We have Memory Rescue and Feel Better Fast and Make It Last. Three books. You can get them by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Ashley. Portland, Oregon is where she's calling from. Ashley, how you doing? Welcome to New Life Live.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Dr. Amen. Hi, Dr. Kaffer. I'm sorry. I'm really nervous. My heart's never beat this hard before. My question is, I wanted to know if I have an alcohol problem. I don't need more information than that. Okay. I'm worried I'm going to say something stupid.
Okay. All right. Why do you think you might have an alcohol problem?
Well, for one, my husband seems to be worried. One thing I noticed was I'm getting ready to have a surgery for weight loss. Mm-hmm. And when they told me that I was going to have to quit alcohol because I'm at higher risk for alcoholism if I do drink. I remember feeling fear, like I can't not be able to drink ever again. Like I remember just feeling really nervous about that. Mm-hmm. And when I do see a commercial like advertising beer, I immediately feel like I want to have some. So my husband seems to think I have an alcohol problem, but I'm not sure. I don't drink day and night, he thinks I do. So I was just wondering what your guys' input was.
So how much do you drink?
When I do have alcohol, I usually drink about 2 or 3 a night, sometimes 4.
And what do you drink?
On average.
Is it beer, wine, hard liquor?
Beer.
Okay.
That's usually my go-to.
And how overweight are you?
I am 256 pounds.
And you're how tall?
5'3".
Okay. There's a really simple definition of alcoholism I really like, is if you drink and it gets you into trouble with the law, with your health, with your relationships, with work, if you drink and it gets you into trouble with any of those four, and you do it again, then that fits my definition of alcoholism. And you have two of the four in that your husband's concerned. It's increasing his anxiety, which I'm sure you don't want to do. And if you just look at the number of calories you consume with something that not only damages your brain, but damages your decision making. What alcohol does is it suppresses activity, and people like that because, you know, maybe they're anxious, maybe they're worried, maybe they can't let go of negative thinking. If you're doing that, so those empty calories, if you just say you average 3 drinks a day, that's an extra 40 pounds of fat a year on your body just from the alcohol. So people who are consuming at that level, they're always on a diet and they're always losing, because when you drink, people actually eat more when they drink and their decisions around their health are worse. Yeah. And so if you're going, oh, well, I can't stop, that's indicating that this could be a big problem for you. The cool thing, what I've seen, is when people really understand why they drink and they take care of that, it can be so much better, so much easier. Now, Steve, I know you have a lot of experience with this as well.
Well, I just was with a guy last night, and he said at January 1, he thought he and his wife would cut back, and they couldn't cut back. So they quit drinking. He's been sober for 36 days, and it fits with your thing of, you know, if you're still doing this after you've got problems, you've got a problem. And Ashley, if you're about to have weight loss surgery, you need to change everything in your life before that surgery, or you're guaranteed to override the surgery eventually. I mean, I was 60 pounds heavier than I am. We've worked with people with weight problems, and it happens over and over again. Here's the irony. If you're going to keep weight off after a surgery, you have to change everything. You need to stop drinking. You need to change the way you eat and the way you exercise and a lot of other things. Deal with issues that cause you to eat and drink. But once you change all that, you probably don't need the surgery because your life is going to get better and you're going to lose the weight. We've had people lose more weight than they would have lost on the surgery because they decided to change things on this side of the surgery rather than on the other side of the surgery.
So I have a great story. Steve was 640 pounds. Mm. And whenever he fell, one person obviously could never get him up, and he fell and hurt his knee. Now, he'd been suicidal for 7 months, but he couldn't climb the stairs to get his gun. And when he fell, he ended up in the hospital. And he made a commitment, I'm either going to get well or I'm going to go home and kill myself. And just by random chance, if you believe that, he saw a program of mine on public television called Change Your Brain, Change Your Body. And his sister bought that for him. And it was there when he got home. And he's like, okay, I'm just going to do this. And over the first 6 months, he lost 50 pounds. And he was so excited. And his doctor said, look, if you can get down to 400 pounds, we can do the surgery. And he looked at the doctor like he was insane and said, if I get down to 400 pounds, I'm just going to keep going. So, Steve, just to your point, is that when you do the right things, surgery may not be the answer. And again, I wrote a book once called Unchain Your Brain, Breaking the Addictions That Steal Your Life. And our big aha with addictions, including alcohol, and I'm so proud of you for calling. That is just so brave, Ashley, you to do. Is we realize that addicts, they're not one kind of addict. They're impulsive addicts, compulsive addicts, sad addicts, anxious addicts. And so know your brain type. And for free, you can do that if you go to brainhealthassessment.com. Well, what's my type? Let me take some simple supplements to manage my type. And in that way, along with doing all the other things we'll ask you to do, it can make a transformational difference, and not only for you, but also for your husband and for your relationship.
Yeah,
and I have one quick question for you, Ashley. So when I think about Dr. Amon's definition, and I watch somebody that's running toward some substance, some way of numbing out, my first question would be, what are you running from? What are you running from?
My childhood wasn't great. My mom was emotionally abusive.
Okay.
She would get mad at me, and she would ignore me for 2 weeks. I have a brother, and she would literally not talk to me. I could be sitting across from her, and she would tell my brother, "Tell your sister dinner's ready." And she would do that a lot.
What a horrible way to grow up.
Sorry.
She gets in these moods, and she'll just stop talking to me completely. She won't text me or anything or call me. And my dad abandoned me. He knew what was going on, but he just stayed and let her keep doing it because he didn't want her to get mad. So
yeah. So it wasn't
as bad as some people.
But. I know, my dear. So no protection. And then no one there to really hear you. And I call these the wounds of omission. It's really when you grow up and you miss the good things that you needed, but you didn't get. And so alcohol is playing a part in a sideways way, in a way that you're trying to find comfort by not being alone. And when you start to feel that pain of the past, you're running towards something that will numb you out so you don't have to feel. So I want to fight for your heart in this phone call today, because I want you to walk towards someone that would be like myself, a counselor that could listen really well and that could help you go in and clean out that pain that has taken way too much space in your life. Because that, my dear, is what's going to help you also put the alcohol down.
And here's the reality. Anybody raised like you were raised would have a 99% chance of having severe problems in some area of life. I mean, that's horrible. And so we feel for you. I want you to hold on. We're going to try to find a great counselor for you. And I'm going to send you Feel Better Fast and Make It Last from Dr. Amen. And I'm just hoping that something will help. We're going to send you my book, Lose It for Life. Hope that will help. But I'm so sorry for what you have been through. And if anybody is listening, and that's the way you're parenting, you can change that. You should be calling us and letting us help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Pat. She's calling from Tucson, Arizona. KGMS is the station. Hi, Pat. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi there. What's going on?
Well, I take supplements for migraine, and I was wondering if the doctor has any suggestions.
So say more. How long have you had the migraines? How old were you when they
Since
started?
I'm about 16.
Okay. And how old are you now?
Oh, I don't tell people how old I am now, but all my life, they're like hangovers, but I don't drink. But that's one reason why I got them in the first place, because in the 10th grade, you know, I drank and, you know, just a lot of trauma.
Have you had any head trauma in the past?
I did hit my head really bad one time. I was at a swimming pool where the water was really cloudy, and I jumped off the board and swam really quick so I wouldn't get, you know, drowned, and the water was cloudy, and I swam right into the ladder and hit my head. But other than that, I can't think of anything.
How old were you when that happened, when you hit your head really hard?
You know, I don't know for sure, but it was before I was 16, I think.
Okay. There's a fascinating syndrome called Erlen, I-R-L-E-N.
I'm sorry? Called what?
Erlen syndrome, I-R.
How do you spell it?
I-R-L-E-N. And if you go to erlen.com, you can learn more about it. But it's people who have light sensitivity and migraines.
I have light sensitivity.
And it's really interesting. It's common in people who have learning issues, focus issues, light sensitivity, depth perception problems. Night driving is hard for them. And wearing colored filtered lenses changes their life in a really positive way. But you have to, everybody's color is different. So I would make sure you don't have that. If you do have it, you should get it treated right away. There are Erlen screeners all over the world. When I first heard about it, I thought it was nonsense because I didn't learn about it in school.
Yeah.
But I have so many miraculous stories with getting people diagnosed and treated properly for the Erlen syndrome. You know, people have ADD or anxiety disorders, migraine headaches. From a supplement standpoint, you know, what I always think of is make sure you've done an elimination diet. Eliminate gluten, dairy, wine, cheese. See if that chocolate triggers it. And then vitamin B2, 400 milligrams, has been shown to be really helpful for many people who have migraines.
Okay. Well, and I'm I remember the day where I saw the spec scan of the person you came to have that you thought there was Erlen syndrome. They went and got the glasses, came back, and you did a spec scan after they put it on.
Unbelievable difference.
That was the only difference. That was the only change before and after. So it made a huge difference to look that day.
All right. I'm going to send you Memory Rescue. Believe in this book. Hope it'll be a blessing to you. We'll take a break. We'll come right back for more Dr. Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer, and your phone calls. Glad you're with us today on New Life Live.
On Friday night, we got into an argument, and I sit in the car outside for 2 hours. I knew what the right thing to do was to go.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
You know, I know this stuff, but it's so hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
I hear it, I read it, and I'm always getting in my own way. I'm always expecting my wife to go first.
Join Steve Arterburn.
We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
My biggest takeaway was to just get out of my way and go first.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against. And families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Amen. We're heading into summer. We need your support, but rather than ask for it, I'm going to ask you to buy the most overpriced, undervalued T-shirt ever. We've never done this before. You get to buy a T-shirt for $100, and on the back it says, "I saved a person's life, and all they gave me was this T-shirt." Because you really do save somebody's life. Our 800 number has saved thousands of lives, because not just from suicide, but literally gotten them on a path that if they had not gotten on, they would have killed themselves with wrong diet or wrong attitude or wrong people, all sorts of issue. Now look, we love you, we care about you, and we want you to have the most undervalued T-shirt. It's $100. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and walk around and tell people, "I saved a person's life," and then they'll ask you, "How'd you do it?" By supporting New Life. And I am hoping that every time you hear about somebody transforming their lives, you feel like you were part of that, because you absolutely were. Let's go back to our phones. Let's talk to Judy from New York, New York. WHAZ is the station. Hello, Judy. You're on with Dr. Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Steve Arterburn here. Glad you're with us.
Hi, Steve. This is your friend Judy calling. I went to Finding Freedom in February, and
yes.
I'm the one that spoke to you at the sound booth. But
yes.
My problem is that my memory is horrendous, and my Christian counselor sent me to a doctor by the name of El Cajon Goldberg, PhD, in Manhattan. And I was there for like 6 hours, and he said that there was frontal damage to my brain. He's not sure. He said I definitely have dementia, possibly Alzheimer's. I'm 65, and he is wanting me to go to the specialist in Boston by a medical doctor, and his name is Kirk Daffner, M.D., and he is part of Brigham's Women's Hospital. So I've taken four very bad falls where I have hit the back of my head, like on a concrete surface over the last 8 years.
Wow.
And when I was about 9 years old, I was in the creek by my grandma's house, and I was squatting over, and my brother and cousin were throwing a rock back and forth. As I stood up, the rock hit me in the head. So I have suffered with severe depression. I mean, very, very, very severe depression since I've been 18. I've never been able to graduate from college, which I always wanted to be a Christian counselor, to be there for people who are broken and hurting. My husband divorced me a year and a half ago.
Now, let me interrupt you, and let's get to a question for Dr. Amen here.
Okay.
I'm so sorry for what you've
been through. Can you please help me?
Yes, you're one of my favorite patients. This is what we do day in and day out. 40%, get this, Steve, 40% of people who come to Amen Clinics have had a significant brain injury.
Okay,
that
there you go.
Brain injuries are a major cause of psychiatric problems, and nobody knows about it because they end up seeing psychologists or psychiatrists who never look at the brain. Dr. Goldberg's actually a world expert and has written books.
Yes,
on
is.
Frontal lobe dysfunction. But I don't think I'd go to the people at Harvard. I'd come to one of our clinics, and you're right, I am absolutely biased. But we have scanned and treated thousands of people with traumatic brain injury. And now what you want to do is make sure you put your brain in a healing environment. So we'll scan you.
Yes.
We'll actually see how much better it could be if you do the things we ask you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go after treating it with diet, supplements, hyperbaric oxygen, all the things I talk about in Memory Rescue. In fact, that's the book we should send you. And, you know, we give people the diagnosis of dementia way too quickly. And it's a devastating diagnosis. And it's like, how the heck do we know what's going on in your brain unless we look, and not with an MRI? Because your MRI may actually be fine. With a functional scan like PET or SPECT, SPECT is what we do, quantitative EEG, and then work on, like I did with my NFL players, work on how do I put this brain in a healing environment to optimize it. 80% of our NFL players get better in as little as 2 months when they do the program. So there's hope. And yes, if you have frontal lobe damage, your husband will often leave you because he's stressed and frustrated.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you're going to have depression. And nobody knows. It's not because you want to be depressed or because you have sin in your life. It's because your brain is hurt. And when your brain is hurt, it's going to show problems often with how you act or how you feel.
Okay, now Judy, hold on. We're going to send you Memory Rescue. Sherry, did you have something you wanted to say here?
You know what? I did. Judy, I just want you to know, I want to give you hope, and I love the fact that Dr. Amen embraced you without any hesitation, which must have felt amazing. But I just want to let you know, I've seen the actual scans of your NFL football players, and I know that you mentioned four falls and another fall early on, and I'm like, these guys, they fell a lot, and many of them were boxers, and their brains looked horrible. But with the right care, I have seen Dr. Amen turn these brains around, and I feel that there's so much hope for you. So there's a clinic right in New York, and so you're just like a puddle's throw away from being able to go get your brain looked at.
And we'll connect you with that clinic. And if I'm right about this, Dr. Amen, the MRI would tell her if her brain has less mass or there's a tumor in it or something, but it's not going to measure function the way you're able to look at blood flow. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. So often the MRIs are normal with people who are really suffering, but their SPECT scan is very abnormal, and it could be better.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Daniel Amen is with us. If you need a great book, I know Memory Rescue would be a great book. And I also know that Stones of Remembrance has some great scripture that you memorize, and it addresses certain issues like depression, anxiety. Really great stuff here. We love it when he's on. People love him. And there's just no reason to assume anything about your brain or guess or ignore it. You can make the best of it. And that's why we love having you on, Dr. Amen. Thanks for being here. And let's go to Carol. Saratoga, New York. WHAZ is the station. Hi there.
Hi.
How you doing, Carol?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, what's going on?
Well, I was wondering if Dr. Amen could help me. I've always been a very worry, kind of fearful person, extremely as a child growing up. Still am that way, maybe not as bad. I kind of like know why I'm like that. I just don't know how to overcome it.
You say you know why you're like that?
Well, I grew up, my father did have an alcohol problem. I lost a sister when I was 8 years old to leukemia, and she was kind of in and out of the hospital, so it wasn't explained to me, so I thought I had something, and my parents weren't telling me, so it was just like, you know, just constant worry about my father, you know, was he going to get home okay, so I kind of figure out myself as to being that way because of those reasons.
Okay. Dr. Amen, what do you think?
Well, so when you were a little girl, Carol,
yes.
Life was unpredictable and stressful. And we all have a limbic brain. It's our emotional brain. And when life is unpredictable and stressful, it actually causes that part of your brain to work too hard. And unless you work really hard to reset it, it can follow you the rest of your life. And yeah. I actually, when I was in medical school, someone I dearly loved, my first wife, tried to kill herself. And that's why I became a psychiatrist, because I realized if her doctor helped her, it wouldn't just help her, it helped me, help our kids, everything. And yeah. what it came down to is she grew up in a pretty severely abusive alcoholic home. And so I dedicated the next 5 years of my life to studying children and grandchildren of alcoholics. And it resets your brain when you grow up in that kind of stress to work way too hard. So if I scanned you, we would likely see this pattern where your emotional brain works too hard. So how do you reset it? And so one, you know it. You understand it, and then having a sister with leukemia, all of that stress is activating your emotional brain. There are some very specific things you can do to calm it down. And one of them I like a lot is a psychological treatment called EMDR. Dr. Keffer can talk about that. Certain supplements like magnesium and GABA, 5-HTP can help. I want you to take our brain health assessment, Know Your Brain Type, brainhealthassessment.com. Working with getting your brain right, working with a counselor, understanding it can reset your brain, how exciting is that, to a more healthy way, and then you can be in the moment, not in the past filled with stress. Sherry, you've got to have a comment.
Because it really, it does interfere, you know,
with
my life as far as even travel. I have never been on a plane because I'm fearful of
that.
Oh, my
goodness.
So, so I wanted to share with you the most common belief that I have from folks that grow up in the kind of home you grew up in, is I'm not in control. I'm not in control, and that follows you forward. So there's this shame belief that gets wired in the crime scene, right? I often say that, where you go back to your family and you weren't in control of your dad's behavior. You weren't in control of your sister's death, right? The leukemia. And then because no one told you the truth about you, you even thought that your body would get something.
Right.
And so that nagging, I call them nagging neggies. Dr. Amen calls them ants, automatic negative thoughts. These shame beliefs need to be addressed, because when you get into the truth of your life now, so with I do that with EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, to get people to the opposite place, which is I'm now in a better place as an adult. I'm no longer in that alcoholic home, and so it's convincing your brain that it's in a better place, and EMDR does that often, and that's why I use it as a tool with many of the people that have a story like yours. So I suggest you think about getting into some good treatment.
In Feel Better Fast, there's a whole chapter on trauma.
Yeah.
And I talk about EMDR. I talk about some other things as well.
Cognitive.
But I love chapter one, because it's like, what are the fast things I can do to feel better now and later, as opposed to now but not later, which is what many people do.
Yeah, EMDR works quickly. So let's send her the Feel Better Fast. Can we do that, Steve?
I'll send that to her. Also, I want to talk to you about coming to our Finding Freedom workshop. That's the software stuff, too. I think, you know, you're working with a counselor there. It can really help you. So hold on, and we'll talk to you about that. And I'm really, really glad that you called. If any of you are struggling, we want to help you. But maybe you could help somebody that's struggling. You join Club New Life. We'll send you a library, the best of the best. A library, a New Life library. And these books are incredible. These are the books that people love the most here, like Healing is a Choice and Boundaries, books that just are the foundational stuff. How We love is there, how people grow. Sherry's book, Intimate Deception, is part of the New Life Best of the Best library. We send that to you. You agree $30 a month to support Club New Life, and we'll send you this 8 books in this library. We love these books. They're the best of the best. Forgiving What You Never Forget, and Every Man's Battle, Secrets Women Keep, all of that is in there. And I hope and pray that you can help us. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can. Now let's go to Ellie from WFIL. That's the station. Hi, Ellie. How are you?
I've sort of lost my voice, but I'm trying.
Okay.
My question is, would Dr. Amen's test for the brain deal with clutter/hoarding?
What do you think, Dr. Amen? I'm sure you've dealt with a few hoarders in your practice.
Excuse me. So hoarding is technically falls in the OCD category, obsessive compulsive disorder. But they don't have OCD-like brains. They're actually much more consistent with ADD-like brains. So typically, for somebody who has obsessive compulsive disorder, they have compulsions or obsessive, awful thoughts, the front part of their brain and the research works too hard. So they can't stop thinking. They can't let go. But when I scan hoarders, what we see is the front part of their brain is really sleepy. It's really low in blood flow, and they can't organize themselves very well, and so they keep everything. And so one, you want to know what's going on in your brain, because once your brain is right, then you're better able to work with a coach and throw stuff out and get rid of things. And it's not what the literature thinks. So for OCD, the classic kind of OCD, it often helped with serotonin medications like Lexapro or Prozac, one called Luvox. But those don't work for hoarders. That, based on our experience, they actually do better with ADD-like medications because they can be more functional and have better focus and better organization. But, I always say, how do you know unless you look, that hoarding is a symptom that likely has many different brain causes.
All right. So he's saying there's hope here. But you have to find out, exactly what's inside
you. I've gone to professionals and I've gone to self-help groups and they don't seem to help and the same people are there year after year.
Okay. So maybe a little visit to Dr. Amen's clinic begins you on a different path, and it starts with the hardware, and then we'll get to the software stuff after that. I really think it could make a huge difference for you. So hold on. We'll try to help you. You're in Philadelphia.
Reston, Virginia, New York.
Yeah, so either Manhattan or Reston, Virginia, right outside of Washington, D.C.
And I want to say this. I want to say this. I'll tell you when we get back.
Okay. We'll be back right after this for more New Life Live.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Dr. Sherry Keffer had a comment for Ellie here before we move on.
I did, and Ellie was asking a great question. One thing I really love about Amen Clinics is you all look at the whole person, body, brain, yep, mind, and spirit. And I have not met one person that struggles with hoarding that hasn't come from a very hurtful background. There's been tremendous loss. Could be many, many moves. It could be kind of like Carol, you know, where there's alcohol. Could be like Ashley, where there's an abusive parent. And so that idea of letting go and the hurt that that does on a brain when somebody's really little speaks into that. But with these kind of folks, the hardware is so important to get that right, but their software to get into those trauma wounds and helping people learn how to grieve the losses that they had, because holding on to that stuff somehow makes us feel like we're holding on to ourselves, but we're just holding on to stuff that we need to learn how to let go and how to build an attachment to ourselves that is hardier than the things around us. And so it takes work. I love these folks. I love working with them. And I'm glad y'all look at all elements of a person so that she would come to you and you'd give recommendations for treatment as well.
All right. Well, hold on, Ellie. What book did we want Ellie to have, guys? I forgot.
Feel Better Fast would be great so she could optimize her brain.
All right. Make it last. Our final caller here is going to be Maria, Alexandria, Virginia, WAVA. Hi, Maria. Welcome to New Life. How could we help today?
Hi, Dr. Amen and Sherry and Steve. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh,
I'm glad you're with us. How could we help you?
They're listening to your program, all those poor women. You know, I feel for them because I had a terrible childhood. And then I did it to my own kids as well, so I don't know how to fix anything, especially me. But I'm so sorry.
Well, it's okay. I'm glad that
but
you called.
The reason why I called, it really wasn't because of any of that. It was because I had ulcerative colitis, and it started in the 90s for me. It was the ulcers that they bled. It ended getting worse. And then it got better, it seemed like, because I took the medicine and everything. And then I went to go get a colonoscopy because you were supposed to, right? And it started bleeding again worse. And then it gave, you know, the diarrhea and all that stuff. And I ended up in the hospital 3 days later after the colonoscopy. And the gastroenterologist who did it got this surgeon, and he said that he wanted to take my whole colon out. And he didn't really explain what I was going to go through because I've been in misery ever since.
Okay. Now, Maria, we are so sad for you. Is there a specific question that you have for Dr. Amen?
Well,
Something he could help you with?
Dr. Amen, I would like to know you say eat right, and there really isn't anything that I eat that is right. I mean, I can't eat salads because I can't digest them. And everything I eat just goes right through me. I don't have a colostomy, but they did take my small intestine and made it into like a J pouch. I don't know if you've heard of that before, because so many people haven't. They just think I have a pouch.
So is the question, what could you eat that would be best for your brain? Is that given your situation?
Yeah, that. And how do I eat right,
Because all right, well, let's see what he has to say here. Yeah, it's a horrible situation.
Well, I'm so happy you called, because this is such an important question. And even though you can't eat salads, you probably can have green drinks. So the more they can chop it up for you, so it's almost ready to be digested, that could be one of the best things you could do. My wife has a cookbook that I dearly love called The Brain Warrior's Way Cookbook, and she's got shakes in there that are just loaded with nutrition. I think there's 12 or 15 of them. And that way you can almost pre-digest things in the blender and see which of those might fit you, that give you the nutrition you need, but without really upsetting you because they took your colon out and it's really hard for you to process fiber. So the more you can have it broken down ahead of time. Too often the doctors will go, well, you can have Jell-O and, you can have ice cream and things that really will kill you early. But, in medical school, out of the 80,000 hours it took me to become a psychiatrist between medical school and my residency, I had 16 hours on nutrition. It's really insane when you think about it. And I think 50% of the problems I see in my clinic, diet is related to that. And so getting your food right now is complicated because of the surgery you had, but it's clearly not impossible. And you want to be the scientist and the subject. So it means you want to pay attention. When I eat this, this is how I feel. When I eat that, this is what's happening to my digestive tract. Because what a lot of people don't know, and I talk about this in both Memory Rescue and Feel Better Fast, is there's a huge gut-brain connection. And when your gut's not right, you're not right.
We're just about out of time, but I'm going to send Maria the cookbook, and I'm going to send her Feel Better Fast, both of those. And I wish we had more time, Maria, but I've sent that cookbook, I think, to about 50 different people, and they love it, and so I can send it to you. And, everything that Dr. Amen talks about, it's brilliant, and it's good common sense, and I hope and pray that if you need to have your brain examined, or head examined, that you would think about going to his clinic. What's the website they could go to, Dr. Amen?
Amen, like the last word in a prayer, amenclinics.com.
All right. We've got about 2 minutes. I'll tell you what I can, and it's this. If you have a problem, there is a solution to better. I don't know that it's going to get rid of everything, but there's a way to get to better. There's a way to get to happier, but you have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. First. So you call us and we'll do the best that we can to get you the best help ever. We have this brand new gift for Club New Life, $30 a month, and I send you 8 books in the best of the best New Life library, How We Love, Changes That Heal, Boundaries, Healing is a Choice, Intimate Deception, Forgiving, What You Never Forget, Every Man's Battle, and The Secrets Women Keep. You can get all of that, $30 a month, and you become the foundation of this ministry. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It really is the way that we stay on the air through Club New Life. Thank you, Dr. Keffer, for being here. I always love it because you've worked with Dr. Amen. You know his work. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you, Dr. Amen, for all you do here with New Life, folks, but all that you've done with me, too. And all I can say is you can be a brain wimp or you can be a brain warrior, making the best of what you've got. I say be a brain warrior. If you want help with that, you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Talk to you soon. Join us tomorrow for more New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.